This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India is emerging as a trusted partner to the world, addressing the Indian diaspora in Paris last night. Mr. Modi said there was a time when relations between countries were determined solely by trade, but today trust has become just as important alongside trade.
Har desh reliable supply chain chahta hai. Har desh stable partnership chahta hai. Har desh aise saathiyon ki talash mein hai jin par lambe samay tak bharosa kiya ja sake. Aur aise samay mein Bharat vishwa mein ek trusted partner ke roop mein ubhar raha hai.
President Draupadi Murmu today attended a program marking International Sickle Cell Day in Omkareshwar, Madhya Pradesh today. The president, addressing the event, said the national mission was launched in 2023 and the state achieved the target ahead of schedule. She commended the state government for its significant achievement. She said it reflects the government's commitment to strengthening healthcare services and timely intervention for better healthcare outcomes.
ट्रांसफर सिकल सेल एनीमिया उन्मूलन मिशन के अंतर्गत मध्य प्रदेश ने जो बहुआयामी उपलब्धियां हासिल की है इसके लिए मैं राज्य सरकार की सराहना करती हूँ. ये संतोष की बात है कि वर्ष 2023 में राष्ट्रीय मिशन का शुभारंभ करते समय जो अनेक बड़े लक्ष्य देश के सामने रखा गए थे उनमें से स्क्रीनिंग का लक्ष्य समय से पहले ही पूरा हो गया है. मुझे बताया गया है कि 9000 शिशुओं से लेकर 40 वर्षों की आयु तक के 7 करोड़ से ज्यादा लोगों की स्क्रीनिंग का लक्ष्य पूरा हो चुका है. ये कोई छोटी उपलब्धि नहीं है.
After concluding her visit to Madhya Pradesh, President Murmu will arrive in Odisha this afternoon on a 2-day visit to her home state. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will disburse incentives worth 2,400 crore rupees under the Pradhan Mantri Vikasit Bharat Rozgar Yojana PMVBRY in New Delhi today. This incentive has supported the creation of 15 lakh employment opportunities across the country. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has approved large-scale procurement of pulses and oilseeds at the minimum support price for 4 states. The ministry said the procurement will be undertaken under the price support scheme in Tamil Nadu, Gujarat, Uttar Pradesh and Haryana. India has strongly criticized Pakistan at the United Nations Human Rights Council, UNHRC, and called the Indus Waters Treaty outdated and unsuited to present-day realities. Speaking at the 62nd session of the UNHRC, First Secretary at the Permanent Mission of India to the United Nations, Anupama Singh, said a state which exports terror as an instrument of policy continues to demand the privileges of cooperation predicated on goodwill and friendship.
Our position on Indus Water Treaty is well known. It defies logic that a state which exports terror as an instrument of policy continues to demand the privileges of cooperation predicated on goodwill and friendship. It is equally undeniable that the treaty is now outdated. No technical arrangement can remain frozen in time while the world around it is transformed. A treaty negotiated in 1960 cannot be treated as a perpetual entitlement which is insulated from accountability, detached from present-day realities and untouched by the profound changes of the past 6 decades.
India's LNG tanker Disha has successfully arrived at the Dahej port in Gujarat after crossing the strategically important Strait of Hormuz. It is carrying 62,370 metric tons of liquefied natural gas from Qatar's Ras Laffan terminal. The cargo is expected to strengthen LNG availability and support stable energy supplies across the country amid geopolitical tensions in West Asia. In the FIFA World Cup, Mexico defeated South Korea 1-0 at the Guadalajara Stadium, Mexico, to become the first country to qualify for the knockout round of 32 today. In hockey, India defeated Uruguay 3-2, registering their 3rd consecutive win in the FIH Women's Nations Cup in New Zealand yesterday. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading around 1% lower in a forenoon session today. Sensex tumbled 790 points to 76,620, while the Nifty shed 210 points to 23,961 reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.